Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our pleasure now to be joined in studio for about the next 40 minutes. We're going to run through the bracket here. That is Vin Parisi, college hoops analyst for Fox Sports. See him on SNY as well, former assistant college coach, and joins us in studio now. Vin, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'll tell
What's up, Vin?
The best tweak in 12 months was that beat. I like that.
Yes.
That's a guy named Bazanji. His name is.
He's strong.
Yeah, he does. Yes. He customized that for. He's a Tar Heel. He went to North Carolina. He's a young guy. He's out of North Carolina a couple of years now, and he's actually in dental school.
Wow.
And he's a big hip. He's an up and coming big time.
I got to tell you, a lot of those songs coming in are very weak. You know, across the board. I mean, that got
That's
me juiced.
Strong.
I feel
most radio shows suck. We
good.
Don't. This is. The
I
thing,
feel like man. I feel like I'm in layup lines right now. I'm hype right now.
That's it.
It's like Big East tourney at the Garden last week.
That's awesome.
With
that's
that being funny. Said, when you look at the tournament overall, right? Duke, the number one overall seed, Vin, as everyone, because we're going to help you fill out your brackets here on this Tuesday morning, Vin's going to give you some upsets as well.
Thank God.
When you look at this field, though, Vin, how many teams do you think can win a national championship?
I think there's a handful of national champs.
Five.
And I think when we get towards the end and we get closer to Minneapolis, it's going to be a shame that some teams are going to come up short. You know, a lot of people, guys, are comparing this to the 2012 year where John Calipari had Anthony Davis, and, you know, the talk was, it's Kentucky and everybody else. And yes, don't get me wrong, Zion, Duke, Coach K, they're clearly the best team in the land, but this is not a situation to where Duke has this locked up. When you look at some of these other 1 and 2 seeds, I think those last couple of weekends are going to be terrific.
All right, so I'm sorry, Taz. Okay. You mentioned 5 teams. So give it to who are the 5 teams for everyone out there
right
that you think can win a national championship?
Well, first off, Duke.
Right.
Secondly, I think Florida State is an elite team that not enough people are talking about. Michigan and John Beilein could easily be in Minneapolis. Kentucky is one of my Final Four teams. But here's the thing: I have Virginia. Not to jump ahead, I have Virginia in the national championship game, and this being Tony Bennett's year and finally winning a national championship. But if you told me North Carolina this year, the way they finished up, are cutting down the nets that Monday night, wouldn't be surprised. If it was Duke, wouldn't be surprised. If it was Kentucky this year.
Not the Vols, bro.
Tennessee was terrific, you know, but it's really fascinating. And the margin for error when you get to the top dozen team, I mean, look at how good Tennessee was. And then look at the SEC tournament. Same thing with the ACC. Same thing with the Big Ten.
Auburn played in that SEC. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
they look unstoppable.
I think you're going to see more from the Sweet 16 on and in. I think you're going to see more games decided by 5 or 6 possessions in this one. You know, a couple of years ago, you remember, Moose, we saw some of those blowouts and downers in the Elite Eight and Sweet 16. I don't think this year.
You know, we were talking yesterday, Moose and I, Vin, and Moose brought it up, actually. Interesting how Michigan State got put, they were 2 seed, and they got put in the same deal as Duke. I mean, what's your thoughts of being in the same region?
You know what,
I'm glad
you brought that up. That's my main criticism. I think these are the best 68 teams.
Right.
And usually when we come in, we talk about how do you leave this team out? Should they have made it? You know what? The way the computer metrics, the eye test at the end, how soft the bubble was this year. Yeah, could you lobby for a TCU? Yeah, but you know what? I'm okay with Belmont. I think the main, the worst thing about what this committee did was Michigan State as a 2 seed in the East with,
right, Duke.
And you know why they did it? They did it over 200 and something miles.
That's it.
That's it. To justify travel. I mean, they can never, you know what though? And Tom Izzo is going to pay the price of it. They'll never make this mistake again. Because when you talk to these coaches, you know, put them in a position, reward the best 2 seed,
sure,
not with the overall number one.
Go play Duke now.
I agree. Here, before we go, we'll go region by region here, Vin. But with Duke, you know, Taz and I were discussing yesterday. Concerned, they do defend, and we know how brilliant Zion is. They're a brutal 3-point shooting team.
They are.
I mean, and if they win a national championship, I think they'd be the worst three-point shooting team ever to win a national title because they're right around 30%.
Now, here's my opinion with that. That stat gets overanalyzed because the NCAA tournament's not going to be like conference play. It's not going to be like them playing at Syracuse against the Carrier Dome. They're not going to be walking the ball up playing against zones. They're going to get out. They're going to run. They could potentially be the first ever team to win a national championship and have three top five picks. Because obviously we know about Reddish and we know about RJ Barrett. This team has talent. They're going to slash. They're going to put it on the deck. Okay. They're going to get out in transition. I think they have the offensive talent to still get by besides Zion. I hear what you're saying about the shooting. They also had a game this year versus Louisville where they hit, you know, 11, 12, or 13 threes.
That was a big comeback.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen. To me, what surprised me about them is to have this many young guys and to how they've defended with Coach K and this group has been impressive.
Yesterday we had on the Yale head coach on. Great guy. Okay, and I actually, you know, I liked him in the East to James Jones to come out. I asked him to beat LSU. I think they're going to. Do you really?
Yeah, that's one of my upsets.
This is what I'm saying.
There you go.
That's one of my upsets.
Yeah, I like that, man. I mean, talk on that. Explain to people. Well, this Ivy League team is not just some Ivy League team.
Well, here's the thing. Not to get dramatic about the Will Wade situation, but as a former assistant coach, this is not the LSU team that the body of work got judged on for that high of a seed coming in. They're in turmoil.
Right.
They don't have their leader.
Their coach, right.
Not to take anything away from the interim coaching and the rest of the coaching staff. What have they done since then? They obviously their season ended in the conference tournament on a neutral floor, and they beat a Vanderbilt team that didn't win an SEC SEC game this year. So, and now you look at Yale. What are the ingredients to get an upset? You have a big time prospect. Yeah. They have that in the big fella Mayo.
Tough name.
NBA scouts have been traveling to their games for the last 8 weeks. And the top four scorers are juniors and seniors, and they could shoot the three ball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one you really got to take a look at.
All right, so let's start with that region. So you like the Duke region. That is the East. Duke and Michigan State is your two. LSU is your three. And Virginia Tech is being your four. You have Duke coming out of this region. But when you look at the opening round matchups, you like Yale to knock off LSU.
Yep.
Would that be the biggest upset, a 14 being a three, that you have in that region?
That's the biggest one. Liberty's an interesting case because the head coach is a Tony Bennett disciple. His top player there is somebody who's, he said openly, I would have recruited this guy if I was still an assistant for Tony Bennett at Virginia. But I think Mississippi State gets by there. And then you have some good matchups. I mean, listen, St. Louis is better than a 13 seed. This is a team that got hot at the right time.
Virginia
they won the
Tech
Atlantic
defends,
10.
Though.
And they won it. St. Louis won at Seton Hall this year, but Virginia Tech defends.
Right.
Buzz got 3-point shooting this year, and I think they're going to be too much. I got UCF getting by VCU. We still don't know about the Marcus Evans situation for VCU. And that's a unique, you go through the Atlantic 10 the entire year. Now you have to play against 7'6" Taco Fall, who's really like 7'7",
and then
you go, and then you go with Dawkins. You go with Dawkins' son. I talked to Dan Hurley recently. He's always felt that they could win an NCAA tournament game. So, in the Sweet 16, I have Duke and VTech up top, and then down low, I have Michigan State and Maryland. And let me tell you something. I've called Maryland games in person this year for Fox with the Big Ten. They are big time.
Mm.
I mean, Bruno Fernando's not coming back to school next year. He's an absolute beast down low.
Right.
Smith is another pro prospect up front, 4-5. They have NBA size. They have unbelievable 3-point shooting. They have point guard play. Turgeon's group, because of some bad losses down the stretch, is a little bit under the radar. They're every bit. They finished as 17th in the country, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the Big Ten.
So you have Duke and VaTech, Maryland and Michigan State. Then you have Duke and Michigan State in your regional final, and then Duke?
You know what?
As
much as I love Michigan State, I got Maryland clipping them.
I didn't know you were going to say it, but I was just fixing to say. I mean, is it because of Michigan State issues with turnovers? Is that one of your concerns with the Spartans?
Yeah, Maryland doesn't get enough credit for how good they are defensively. Their defensive numbers the second half of the year were off the charts, and they ball pressure. I think that Turgeon will have a good game plan for Cassius Winston. You know, Richard Pitino credits Maryland's pick and roll schemes. Their pick and roll defense was the biggest struggle in the game I just called a week ago. And, you know, it's not going to be all 1 and 2 seeds down the stretch. If you're looking for like a 4 and 5 that could go an extra round, I think the Terps are one of them.
Wow, I'm surprised. I'm happily surprised.
There you go. That's what you want. That's what helped you win your bracket. You need that 6 seed going to the regional final.
Get focused, Pat.
That's exactly right.
I'm in. I'm locked in.
Let's stay on the left side and go to the West region, or I like to call it the Syracuse region, right? If they're on the 8-9 game against the Baylor.
Shocking. The Orange Syracuse region.
The region of orange. I'm going to start naming them now.
Gonzaga's your 1, Michigan your 2, Texas Tech your 3, and Florida State, a team that Vin talked up a few minutes ago for Leonard Hamilton, is your 4 seed. Just general overall, you know, thoughts on this region, Vin, in terms of strength and quality.
I think the strength and quality is there. I think, you know, think of what Florida State did throughout the entire ACC play, and then what they did to Virginia in the ACC tournament. Leonard Hamilton's crew has amazing size, and when you get to the tournament, Leonard Hamilton, he's good at two the things. He takes advantage of mismatches when he's on offense. Leonard Hamilton is known as a guy that takes the best player of the other team out of the game, whether it's double teams, face guarding, physical, body up, make you draw fouls, get into foul trouble in the first half. Now it's just a matter, are your secondary guys good enough to beat Florida State? That's tough with long, big, strong teams. So I have Florida State making it to the Elite Eight. Now, you mentioned the Orange Moose. The zone factor is why I'm taking Syracuse a little bit farther than everybody else. Ooh. I got them making it to the Sweet 16 and pulling up an upset against the Zags.
Wow.
Because you got to remember this. Wow. They made the Sweet 16 as an 11 seed last year. And Taz, the biggest reason why, teams were not used to playing against that zone. It's short turnaround time. Guess what team shot in the tournament last year against the zone? 22%. Team shot barely 33% against it this year. Obviously, the kid Norvell, if he strokes it for Gonzaga, is going to be key.
Yeah,
they don't see length in zones like that west. And I think that that's one of the biggest reasons. If you talk to Jim Boeheim and Mike Hopkins about the run that they made with Carmelo in 2003, besides Carmelo's play, you know what the other biggest reason why they feel they won the national championship that year? They played 3 Big 12 teams. Mm. That's why they're going to get past Baylor, and that's why they're going to go to another Sweet 16.
You know, on that side, I mean, I was talking yesterday, I like Buffalo. I know, like, not to, you know, go deep, but I'm just saying as someone that know a team that people won't expect to do some cool stuff. I mean, what do you think about Buffalo?
Listen, I love Buffalo.
They're great, you know. They're
legit. And they passed the computer test, they passed the eye test, they passed the scheduling test, and then they did what they had to do. You know, Massenburg
doesn't sound promising right now.
No,
this doesn't sound promising. The Bulls don't sound promising for Vin right now. I'm just
Massenburg, Massenburg's a pro, but here's the thing. I actually have this, St. John's, Arizona State, and Buffalo all play the same way. They like to get up and down and go. They'll go small ball lineups, free-flowing. It's not going to be a walk-it-up, grind-you-out type game like it's Wisconsin or Oregon at times.
Yeah.
This is why I have St. John's.
Beating Buffalo.
I have St. John's beating Buffalo. Because you want to know? Well, here's what I'm saying. Listen, you got to go against the grain sometimes in the tournament. Everyone's killing St. John's right now for how their season ended. He's got veterans. Arizona State's best prospect right now is a freshman, Dort. I think that they get by, and then they get by Buffalo. Because here's the thing. Yes, St. John's has been Jekyll and Hyde, and they've been inconsistent, and they're a little small at times on the court. But they still have Shamari Pons. They still have Marvin Clark. They still have Justin Simon, who's the best defender off the ball, maybe in the country and definitely in the Big East. This team swept Marquette this year. This team beat Villanova. Mm. We can't forget about that. I think they could get by Buffalo.
All right, they could get by Buffalo. What about, you know, Texas Tech? You mentioned Michigan earlier on this hour, Vinny, as a team that you think could get themselves to Minneapolis for John Beilein and the Final Four.
Yeah, and Tech is going to be hard. That's going to be a great game against Michigan.
Right, that is, and that's the one question I have in terms of that matchup, Texas Tech. If you have the 2 and the 3 in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, but you know what, Moose, if you think about Michigan, just swap out Brazdeikis for Mo Wagner, and how much is different?
I mean, if you think about it,
you know, especially when you think about Xavier Simpson, three ingredients that head coaches, when you talk to them, that advance in the tournament, especially when you get to the second weekend, Sweet 16 on and in. Do you have size? Beilein's got big wings. Can you shoot it? They stroke the heck out of the ball. And can you defend? They're one of the top five defenses in the country. And then you got Beilein on the bench.
Wow. True. Yeah. You do get the fact that they collapsed in that Big Ten championship. They should have beat Michigan State in that Big Ten title game. Lost to Michigan State three times this year. But I agree with you. And Beilein's a great offensive coach.
Yep.
All right, Vin, quickly here. Is in that West region, you have Florida State going to the Final Four or to the Elite Eight?
I have Florida State and Michigan in the Elite Eight and the Wolverines and Duke on the left side of the entire bracket.
All right, what's the biggest upset you have in that region? St. John's knocking off Buffalo?
St. John's knocking off Buffalo.
My bracket.
Yeah. Yale knocking off LSU. You know, Florida State. I don't know how many people are going to have Florida State.
Not many.
Going to the Elite Eight. I think Gonzaga is going to be a popular pick. I think Marquette is going to be a popular pick. I don't know what's going on with Marcus Howard and that wrist. I was at the Garden for that Seton Hall game when he ran off the court tweaking it. Shoots one for 15 afterwards. You know, it's going to be tough. And
anytime you deal with a wrist injury, I think a lot of people are excited to see what John Morant can do for Murray State.
Oh, no doubt. That's going to be a big-time matchup. John Morant, obviously, is going to be a lottery pick. And then Marcus Howard, player of the year. I know they love storylines. I know that Bob Hurley has a chance to go against the guy that he hired, Nate Oates, plucked him out of high school, and go against his old team in Buffalo. But the storyline of putting Richard Pitino against a school that ran his dad out of town, I think, is actually a little alarming.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of storylines. And here's why it's alarming.
You don't want that distracting. It don't have to.
Well, you know what? I'm very friendly. I have a good relationship with Richard Pitino. I don't think it's alarming for what a lot of people are thinking, meaning Richard Pitino and Rick Pitino, they're big boys. Chris Mack, they're big boys. Right. They could handle it. I feel bad for the kids.
The players.
Because this should be, the NCAA tournament should be about the players and the kids.
Good point. Yeah.
Not talking about, how many times the word FBI is going to come up in their open practice and media session? Yeah. That's a shame.
It really is. We're joined here by Vin Parisi, college hoops analyst for Fox Sports, also SNY locally in New York. All right, we went through the East and we went through the West. If you're just joining us, Vin has Duke coming out of the East. And he has Michigan coming out of the West. Let's go to the right side of the bracket, Vin. Overall quality.
Yeah, Taz, enough talking cues for Moose. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. Yes, we gave the orange enough talk.
Right. The South.
Right, let's go to the South region. That's exactly right. Well, he's got him to the Sweet 16. If they make the Sweet 16, I'll be happy. That'll be good enough for me.
I went around further for Moose.
Appreciate it, Vinny. No problem. Overall quality when you look at that South region where Virginia is your number one seed.
Oh, I think it's terrific. I mean, Taz talked earlier about Tennessee. What Rick Barnes has done there the past year or two, especially this season, without a top 100 high school recruit technically on the roster, and Grant Williams and what these guys do, they may not have a lot of size and length, but they got a lot of width, girth, strength, and terrific perimeter play. And even Virginia, I mean, I think Virginia gets all the way to the last game, but they got to go against an Oregon team that, you know, was never at full strength this year with Bol Bol being out and dealing with other situations. And then the way they defended to win the Pac-12 championship. Purdue, what Matt Painter lost, four guys from a Final Four caliber team last year to then to this year with how strong the Big Ten was to get a piece of that Big Ten title. And Carson Edwards can just put a team on its shoulders. I mean, from the Sweet 16 on and in, I mean, are you kidding me with that South region?
Let me ask you, just to go back real quick on Virginia. Like, from a coaching perspective, okay, do you think that, you know, the whole deal happened last year at UMBC, you know, knocking Virginia out, coaching perspective, and kids that were on that team last year that are there now, I mean, you know where I'm going. Is it rent space in your head? You know, how do you move? They moved on. We know that. But I'm saying now they're in the tournament, like spotlight's on with that whole UMBC thing a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, first off, I think Tony Bennett's one of the top three or four coaches in the game.
Agreed.
Secondly, I think the media analyzes that more than their locker room was. And I'm not giving them an excuse, but I'll give you one reason why. DeAndre Hunter didn't play in that game against UMBC. That's not to take away from the 20-point win.
Right.
I think it's historic. But, Taz, this guy does everything for this group. And he's one of the best defensive players. Yeah. Forget about in the ACC, but in the country.
Yeah.
And now he took his offensive game to the next level this year. We know about their half-court defense. This is the best three-point shooting team that Tony Bennett's team's ever had. They don't make mistakes. They don't hurt themselves. And look at how they played this year, not only non-conference early, but during conference play. not to go backwards, but my other pet peeve, but besides the number two seed with Michigan State on the other side, there's two other pet peeves I have real quick that I want to get in while we're in this thing. Number one, that I wish conference tournaments weighed a little bit heavier. I know we got to look at the whole body of work.
Nova being a six?
Yeah, and look at Auburn, or look at even runner-ups. But anyway, Tennessee. Here's my third pet peeve. Tennessee. And listen, it's never going to be perfect. Villanova's going to Hartford. But for a two seed to be seeded, Tennessee's a two seed. Had a shot at a one seed. If they won the SEC championship, probably would have been the fourth number one instead of Gonzaga. And now they have to potentially play a road game in Columbus, Ohio against Cincinnati. It's not going to be perfect, but you don't do that to two seeds.
That's fair.
That's my third pet peeve.
That's a good point.
Venting.
No, but that's a good point.
No, that is
a good point.
All right, biggest opening round upset you have in that South region? Oregon? You like Oregon to beat Wisconsin?
I like Oregon to beat Wisconsin. That's my 12-5 because, you know, Wisconsin laid a couple of eggs the last 4 weeks of the season in terms of Big Ten play. But it's more about Oregon and Dana Altman. This team, 9 out of its last 10, crazy defensive, not your typical Pac-12, the way they won it down the stretch. I think they give them fits. I think they speed the Badgers up a little bit. I think Dana Altman comes out with a big-time attack for Ethan Happ, who's one of the most unique matchups in the country. Keep your eye on UC Irvine because of Dean Wade and Kansas State's health being an issue these last few weeks. They're a 30-win team. Russ Turner has said publicly recently that this UC Irvine team is just as good, if not better, than the team that almost beat Louisville a couple of years ago. So, you know, that's one to keep an eye on if you're really looking for another 4-13. You know, that's about it. I think Cincinnati gets past Iowa. Nothing with Purdue. I think Villanova gets past St. Mary's, but I don't think they get past Purdue in the round of 32.
So as far as the Patriots, you guys, you know, Colgate wins, right? So they're playing Tennessee. Obviously, Tennessee's going to probably win that game, but Colgate coming in with a lot of momentum. Will it even be close?
The size and strength factor, Taz, is going to be too much.
No, they got that point guard. That kid's great.
Yeah,
Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, best times in program history since the Donald Foyle in the late 90s, and I watched their conference tournament, it's going to be a tough matchup with Tennessee.
So who do you have in the regional final? You have Virginia and Tennessee?
I have Virginia and Purdue. Purdue getting past Tennessee. And this is why. Because Carson Edwards, because of the defense and the size, and because of the style. The SEC, Taz, played a lot different than the Big Ten this year.
Yeah.
We covered the Big Ten heavily with Fox. Purdue is a heck of a matchup and a pain in the you-know-what.
Yeah.
And I think it gets Tennessee. That's good. That's my pick there. I got Purdue, Tennessee in the Sweet 16, Virginia, Oregon in the Sweet 16, Virginia coming out of the South.
Can you argue that Virginia has an easier region than Duke? What do you think on that?
Not if Duke has to play Michigan State, though. Right. Not if Duke has to play Michigan State.
Yeah, and that would be the bigger. But if Michigan State doesn't get there,
that's the thing.
If
that's
they're
what
not
I'm
sitting
thinking,
there,
yeah.
If it's Maryland, then Duke has an easier matchup against
but
Maryland.
You're high on, but Vin's high on Maryland. You know?
Right, but right. Vin's high on Maryland. He's right. Got Maryland in the regional final.
I mean, listen, I have Kentucky going to the Final Four, but I kind of like UNC's path. I mean,
it's
they
a little bit easier.
They got Washington potentially in the round of 32. I don't think Kansas even makes the Sweet 16 because they're so flawed right now with everything that Kansas losing Vic, losing Azubuike earlier. And let me tell you something. Kansas isn't a four seed.
No.
Kansas got
not.
The four. Because you know why? They're not the same roster that half of their evaluation and body of work was the first 2 months of the season.
I mean, I think probably about 70 outside of Kansas, outside of Lawrence, I think the majority of brackets are going to have Auburn going to that Midwest region, Auburn going to the Sweet 16.
I agree with that. I think that's going to happen.
Because I think everyone looks at Kansas, doesn't look at the Jayhawks as the same way.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. There's going to be people that are going to pick Northeastern as well.
Against Kansas, which you could see. All right, we moved out to that Midwest region. So you have Virginia going to the Final Four out of the South, correct?
Yes.
All right, so let's move on to that Midwest region, Vin, because there's a team, you know, you mentioned in terms of Kansas not being the same, a team that maybe people have not been locked in all season long. Talk a little bit about Houston Cougars for Samson.
One of the top three defensive teams in the country in defending the three-point shot, defensive field goal percentage, They guard the perimeter and they guard, they rebound. I talked to Dan Hurley recently. He said that trying to score on Houston is like, I mean, as tough a team as he's ever faced. So, you know, Samson, forget it. The AAC was much stronger this year than it was in times past. And you know,
are you concerned though with them shooting a three though, Houston? Because they're not exactly.
What about them offensively?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As far as them shooting threes, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. I mean, their defense, yeah.
Corey, yeah. No, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the toughest thing for Houston is where they were seeded in terms of having to play Iowa State in the second round. Because when you go back to like around the times of the media days, all the Big 12 coaches, head coaches, they talked about Iowa State's talent more than anybody else.
Yeah.
But then throughout the season, it became a situation of when are they all going to be healthy? When are they all going to be on the same page? When are they going to all be clicking on all cylinders? And, you know, when you look at Shag and you look at what they have, you look at the way that they played in the Big 12 tournament coming back, I don't think they get past them in the round of 32.
So you're like, all right, so you're like Iowa State to march on, not only beat Ohio State, but then also then to beat Houston until the round of 32.
Yeah, and you look at the bottom of the bracket, I have Seton Hall over Wofford. I think that Seton Hall, when Miles Powell's shooting it well, could play with anybody in the country. Wofford, actually, don't take anything away from them. Obviously, they remained and stayed in the top 25. When he hits his third three-pointer against Seton Hall, Fletcher McGee is going to be the all-time three-point field goals makes leader in the history of the game. past J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
I just think that here's what Kevin Willard's going to do, Moose. Quincy McKnight was the shutdown guy when they beat Marquette with Marcus Howard, and he's been the shutdown guy when they've had other big wins. He's going to take Fletcher McGee, limit him, and they get past them in the 10-7 game, but they do not beat Kentucky for a second time. So my Sweet 16 is Kentucky, Iowa State, Auburn, UNC. I have the Tar Heels getting past Auburn, moving to the Elite Eight. I have John Calipari in Kentucky, who the way Calipari, obviously they start out the preseason number one. We now know that it should have been Zion at Duke. John Calipari's team playing in February compared to John Calipari's team playing around the holidays and Christmas. Whether you want to look at P.J. Washington, whether you want to look at Reed Travis, whether you want to look at the way they move the ball and shoot it and defend.
And he brings an energy to those guys, Calipari.
Absolutely.
Big time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, then he's got some returners into the fold. You know, a grad transfer, which it's not something you put with them in experience. I don't know. I'm going with Cal to Minneapolis out of the Midwest.
So you got Kentucky, Virginia, Michigan, and Duke is your Final Four. We'll get into your championship game and your champion here momentarily. Just one more quick one here on the Midwest. You like Kentucky to go there. The biggest concern, because none of these teams are perfect teams. We talked about the issues with Duke. What's your biggest concern that you'd have about Calipari's Kentucky Wildcats?
They could get to a point, offensively, and Cal has said this in press conferences the last two or three weeks, to where they lose that he calls it, we lose our minds a little bit. And what he means is they have stretches to where five or six possessions will go by and it looks like AAU basketball. I mean, it just looks wide open,
right?
Trying to throw alley-oops. I mean, just all over the place.
It's mayhem, yeah.
But here's the thing. Cal in the tournament is a different type of coach than he is in January and February. Cal calls more timeouts in the NCAA tournament. Cal controls tempo more in the NCAA. Cal gets on the floor and slows teams down more in the NCAA tournament. This is a known fact, even when you talk to other head coaches. Cal does not get bounced early for a reason. And
controls the tempo as a coach.
He controls tempo. Yeah. I mean, Sweet 16 is commonplace for them now, turning over rosters.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what gets them by.
Big deal.
All right, so your Final Four, you have Virginia going up against Kentucky, Michigan going up against Duke. Who do you have in the championship game?
I got an ACC championship game on Monday night. I think a lot of people will have that, but a lot of people are probably going to get into that Duke, UNC, you know, the rivalry, greatest rivalry. My ACC final championship game is going to be Duke versus Virginia, and this is the year that Tony Bennett finally gets through. All the talk's going to be about UMBC last year. I thought the way he handled it, you know, he's just a you know,
he's cool,
a great
he's
guy.
He's
I mean, you can
too.
Whether whatever spin you want to go, he's a great man of faith, whatever right, like that. Right. The way they handled that moving forward, I think that this is the year the Cavaliers get by. Little local product here in New York, Ty Jerome, and I own a prep kid out of New York. Yep. Second team all-league guy, controls tempo. I think this is the Cavs' year.
The only issue I have with Virginia is I still have flashbacks to last year and the other failures.
Well,
now,
this is why I came in this morning, to help you get Moose, but to like, help you get through it, Moose.
But here's the – I know, Vin, but all I keep on thinking about is watching that game.
They lost by 20.
What, and they're down eight, and it looks like they're down by 35.
And they can't do anything offensively. And you know who's watching with you? DeAndre Hunter, baby, on the sidelines.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
While you had your orange boxer shorts on.
That's exactly. How do you know that?
Yeah. What the hell's going on there? What is that?
They were a Christmas gift.
That's funny. You're sticking out of your pants, Dennis.
Thanks, Taz. I appreciate it. Vin Parisi, college hoops analyst, Fox Sports.
This is fun, guys. You guys are the best.
Vin, thanks, you're the great. Great job, as always. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you,
thanks
brother.
So much, guys.
We'll get
guys.
You out again throughout the tour.
Absolutely.
Right,
it's going to be a great tourney.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.